Okay, Philippians chapter 4, starting at verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. The things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Peace. Peace. Now, the world's form of peace is basically when we don't have war. When we don't have war. There was an era after the Vietnam War, actually, when it was kind of nice. We went a long time there before we had another. Well, that's back when Vietnam was actually a police action. Remember that? Vietnam was the police action until years later when it was called the Vietnam War. But there was a time period there. That's about as good as it gets when we're talking about the world's type of peace. We're not fighting a war somewhere. That there's still conflicts going on and different things, but it's nothing major. However, God's peace is a little different. And in order to really be at peace in our environment, dealing with all that we have to deal on a daily basis, and live in peace eternally, I love that. First, we got to be at peace with ourselves, at peace with God. See, the peace of God that passes all understanding. Why am I sleeping at night when I should be worried? Sorry. Why am I not worrying and worrying and worrying? Now, some of you have been well trained in worry. Come from a long line of worriers. Some of you are really good at that. Be anxious for nothing. That's why I started with that verse. Be anxious for nothing. Well, if I'm not going to be anxious for anything, what am I going to be at? Be at peace. The peace of God that passes all understanding, that makes no sense to our human brain, because my relationship with God has been taken care of. See, we're going to remember that in a couple minutes here. Remembering what Jesus did when he came and lived and died for us and rose again. So that, because there's only been one problem between man and God. You do know that. There's just one. Man couldn't do anything about it. Sin is the only problem. That's what cut us off from God. And so man couldn't do anything about it. So God did something about it. And now, because we have a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ, all that God has is now available for us again. And part of what God has is peace. This peace. This peace. So that even when our world is in turmoil, we can be at peace. We can be at rest. The God of peace. He's called that in several places. The God of peace will be with us. Well, then what else do we do? Well, we're at peace. Well, then Paul wrote and said again in 1 Timothy, first of all, I urge that entreaties and prayers and petitions and thanksgivings. See, notice, it's amazing when the Bible's talking about prayer, how many times thanksgiving is connected to prayer. Be made on behalf of all men. Okay, we'll just stay away from politics on that one. That's hard to resist. You know, they just give me such good material to work with. Anyway, for kings and all who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Won't that be nice?
That day's coming too. That day's coming too. That's going to be a good day.
Peace. Praying for peace. And actually, didn't we just do that? The Lord's Prayer, the Our Father, our Catholic background friends. See? Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's a good place to be. Good place to be. And though our world may not be there today, and it's not, that day is coming. And we can actually be a part of that by being at peace with God and with one another. See, the Bible says, as much as it is possible with you, be at peace with all men. Now, granted, there are some men, mankind out there, that don't want to be at peace. Granted. But as much as it is possible with you, me going out, peace, as much as possible. In any relationship, it depends on the other person too. But when we're at peace with God, and we have this peace that passes all understanding. So I don't understand that. That's why it's called the peace that passes all understanding. I mean, there's been times I've thought, you know, why am I not upset about this? I should be upset about this. You know? Why am I not all frustrated and upset? And, I mean, my goodness, Tuesday night, my friend, I actually have Facebook friends that are Republicans and some that are Democrats, you know? My Democratic ones were throwing a fit. The final results weren't even in yet. The world is going to end. Republicans are taking over. Oh, no. Well, geez, that's very similar to the other group. 2 years ago, they were saying, oh, no, the world's going to end. The Democrats are taking over. And we're still here. Gather in. You know what I did on Tuesday night? We were in Grand Haven Tuesday night. Yeah, I flipped channels for a while. There is nothing on TV after 11 o'clock Tuesday night. Lord have mercy. I'm still flipping channels. Barb's sleeping. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to bed. Slept like a baby all night. Because it took me years and years to figure this out. I finally figured it out. It don't matter who's in control. God's in control. God's in control. As long as I let Him be in control of my life, my actions, how I respond to life around me, I can have the peace that passes all understanding. I can be this person that God wants me to be, and all these other things that I have no control over. None whatsoever. I'm put in God's hands and just let Him deal with it. There's some things in my life I have a little bit of control over. That takes all my focus. All this other stuff I can just leave with God. How's it going to turn out? Just the way God said. Not there yet, but it's going to turn out just the way God said it's going to turn out. I read the last chapter in the book, We Win. And yes, I do that with fiction stories too. I read the last chapter, see if we, you know, if I want to read the rest of the book. We win. So relax. Be at peace. Pray for peace. In every opportunity you have throughout the week, be the peace representative in your life. It'll have great effects on you and all the people around you. Because we're already, see, whether you know this or not, we're already at peace. I mean, God's at peace with us.
God's already at peace with us. People talk to me all the time, about, you know, God's mad at me, and God did this to me because he's mad at me, and I did something wrong 20 years ago, and now God's mad at me. God's not mad at you. God's not mad at you. God loves you. May not be thrilled with every little thing you've done, but he loves you, and the barrier between you and God has been taken away. That barrier is sin. He dealt with sin. I cannot imagine, when I was working in Ionia, maximum security prison in Ionia, I was the chaplain there, I can't imagine going down to detention, opening up one of the cell doors and saying, okay, you're free to go, and the guy saying, oh no, I like it here, I'm going to stay. Can't imagine that. The cell doors are open. We are free through the blood of Jesus Christ. Our sins are or can be forgiven. We can be at peace with God. And now we can be that person that God wants us to be. And that's one of the things we're remembering in communion. See, the drink representing the blood of Jesus, that through his blood we have forgiveness of sins. The pathway between us and God is clear again. It's clear. The bread, they represent a whole bunch of things, of course, but it represents us all being part. I just love the crumb part. See the crumbs? All those crumbs. You're one of those crumbs. You are. You're one of them. See? You're part of the loaf. You're part of the body of Christ. Christ being the head. You're part of that body. Now that I've tore it apart, it'll never be in the whole body again. But we're part of that because of what God has done, not because of what we have done. Our options, we can opt in, we can opt out. That's our options. We can receive what God has for us. We can reject what God has for us. But this morning, I invite you to receive what God has for you. Receive it. If you have sin in your life, repent. Let God open that channel. Commit. It's a good morning to commit to peace. Being the person in your life that's going to be at peace with God and at peace with other people. See what God does with that. Some really cool things will come out of that. Being at peace. And then praying for peace until the day we see, and there will, this day's coming, until the day we see peace on earth the way God designed it to be in the first place. So if our ushers will come.